Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back into The Drive on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Coming up momentarily, we'll catch up with Danny Parkins of 670 The Score in Chicago. But be sure to be listening this Friday as we will be giving away a Travis Kelce autographed helmet. We will qualify someone every 15 minutes from 6A to 6P. So from the moment Fesco in the morning starts until our show ends on Friday, we will be qualifying someone every 15 minutes for a Travis Kelce autographed helmet. So when you hear the sounder, be listening, call up. You'll have a chance to win a Travis Kelce autographed helmet. Coming up in about 45 minutes at the top of the hour, we will have a playoff touchdown draft. Everybody from the station will be on the show. We will do a snake-style draft to pick the two players that we think will score the most touchdowns over the course of the season. We've got some money on it. We've got some stakes on the line. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll do that coming up in about 45 minutes. But let's head to the phone lines right now to catch up with our next guest. He is the afternoon host at 670 The Score in Chicago. Danny Parkins is his name, but that's not what he goes by on this show. Park, what's good?
Good afternoon, CDOT. Happy Wild Card Weekend, my friend.
I can celebrate Wild Card Weekend. How are you celebrating it, given the fact that your team was eliminated, I don't know, week six?
Well, let me tell you how, Carrington. From 8:30 in the morning on Black Monday in the NFL until 1 p.m. when the owners, George McCaskey, started to speak and put his foot into his mouth for 70 minutes. That 3.5-hour period was the most enjoyable 3.5-hour period that Bears fans have had since the first round of last year's draft when they traded up and drafted Justin Fields. I can't even tell you that a actual game this season was more enjoyable than that, because like the Steelers game was fun and Justin Fields balled out in the second half on the road Monday Night Football, and it made us dream of actually having a franchise quarterback for the first time in any of our lives. But he wasn't really that good in the first half, so it wasn't really a full 3.5 hours of enjoyment. But the 3.5 hours from when Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace were fired to when George McCaskey started saying dumb stuff, that was really the best moment of the Bears fans' last calendar year.
When it comes to the head coaching vacancy for the Bears, who's getting the most buzz?
I think the most popular hire would be Jim Harbaugh, but no one has any idea if he wants to come, because you don't have to formally request an interview with a college coach. But he's so Chicago. He's so Midwest. There's a bunch of Michigan alums. He's an ex-Bear. Harbaugh family royalty, quarterback success, NFL success. So, like, I think he would be the most popular hire. Brian Flores, in terms of the coaches that they have requested an interview with, is to me the most qualified. I'm still holding out hope for Josh McDaniels, but there is no consensus. But I got to say, Bears fans seem pretty impressed with the list of candidates, because everyone looks good on paper compared to two guys who just failed. So they're like, oh, the vice president from the Steelers, that's a good organization. Or it's like, oh, defensive coordinator from the Colts, that's a good organization. Like, the Bears are really only pulling from better organizations than them. So it leads to optimism. But you got to remind people that, like, that's what they did last time, right? Ryan Pace came from a good organization with the Saints, and obviously Matt Nagy came from a good organization with the Chiefs, and it didn't work out so hot. So right now it's a time of hope trafficking. Chicago.
So this Chiefs and Steelers game to me feels a lot like the playoff game that you watched last year between the Saints and the Bears. You remember that was the Nickelodeon game, and the Bears just showed me exactly why the NFL shouldn't have expanded the playoffs to include teams like them. Pittsburgh is the worst team that made the playoffs to me. If you can't score 27 points or more, I just don't know if it's realistic to think that you can beat Kansas City, and I just don't trust Pittsburgh's ability to score.
I agree completely. I know why the NFL expanded. The NFL expanded to get another batch of television games in their playoff window, right? I mean, we have a doubleheader on Saturday, a tripleheader on Sunday, and a Monday night football playoff game, wild card weekend. And it led to a lot more intrigue in Week 18 where, you know, the Packers had the one seed locked up, but the one seed wasn't locked up. In the AFC, like, seeding was just so up for grabs this year that, you know, they did it for competitive balance and money, not necessarily because the Pittsburgh Steelers this year or the Bears last year, to your point, deserved to make the playoffs. No, man, like, the Steelers can't win, and honestly, I think if they played the game 10 times, they would lose 10 times. I don't think there is a single scenario that exists, barring Pat Mahomes getting injured on the first play, that really ever puts this game into doubt. And I know our buddy Nick Wright said it on TV today, that it's like a bye week for the Chiefs. I don't know, like, what the health status of Kelce is, like, if he's 100%, but it will be interesting to see if the Chiefs get up 21-3 in the second quarter, if guys start taking some snap series off just to, like, be sure that they're fine for next week. It would be very unconventional for that to happen in a playoff game, in an elimination game, but I honestly do not see a path to victory for the Steelers.
We talked to Mitch Holtis about this a couple days ago, and I'm with you. I don't think Pittsburgh can beat Kansas City. I think Kansas City could beat Kansas City in this, but if you got to start making any given Sunday arguments in the first round of the playoffs, it just goes to show that you just don't have a realistic path to winning. The only path to winning for Pittsburgh is TJ Watt just going crazy. He has 3 sacks, a forced fumble. But again, we're just talking pipe dreams at that point.
Yeah, but I mean, honestly, like, okay, TJ Watt probably will go crazy. TJ Watt's the best defensive player in football. But if he has 3 sacks and a forced fumble, like, let's say that you punt on all the possessions that he gets a sack, and let's say that they score a touchdown off of the forced fumble. All right, that's 7 points. But you know what I mean? Like, the Steelers' offense can't score. They cannot score. As long as the Chiefs, for the majority of the game, make them start with the ball in their own territory, they're not driving 75 yards down the field and converting for 6. They have shown no ability to do that with any degree of consistency, especially on the road. So TJ Watt probably will have a great game, but Mahomes and Tyreek and Kelce and, you know, Andy Reid and the Arrowhead home field advantage and Melvin Ingram's revenge and like everything that comes with it, man. Like, Ben Roethlisberger is cooked. He cried on the field 2 weeks ago because he thought his season was over. You know, he is not supposed to still be playing this week. So I know we have to pretend and we have to hype up all of these games, but I think that a totally viable conversation is, who do you want to be rooting for in the other AFC game, because it's an easier matchup for you in the divisional round of the playoffs?
Right now we're talking to Danny Parkins of 670 The Score, going over Wild Card Weekend. I've been making this comparison all week toward the Ben Roethlisberger final tour. You remember whenever Draymond Green and Paul Pierce got into that argument and Draymond was like, "You ain't Kobe"? That's exactly how I feel when it comes to this Ben Roethlisberger. A couple of weeks ago, ESPN was trying to draw out this emotion towards Ben Roethlisberger that we were seeing a legend hang things up. And I'm thinking, you're not Kobe. Nobody loves you like this.
Well, they love him like this in Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh, like Boston, is a, for the Paul Pierce example, is a city of super passionate fans. And like the Celtics, the Steelers are arguably the most iconic organization in the entire sport, right? Like, the Packers would take issue with that. The Bears would take issue with that. The Cowboys would take issue with that. But if you're doing Mount Rushmore NFL franchises, the Pittsburgh Steelers are on it. And the guy had a remarkable career, and he should be going into the Hall of Fame, and the no losing seasons and everything, and multiple Super Bowls and everything that comes with it. So, you know, we romanticize these athletes and we turn them into heroes, and then we tear them down as villains and we build them back up as heroes. And that's what we do in, like, the sports media industrialization complex that we are both part of. But he's definitely not Kobe. He's definitely not Brady. He's definitely not Peyton. He's not even Rodgers in terms of, you know, an all-time great. It's just when it actually is time for it to be over, because he plays for the Steelers, it carries, like, a little bit more poetic license for the national media outlet. But, like, if Ben Roethlisberger had the exact same career and it was entirely for the Seattle Seahawks or the Jacksonville Jaguars or the Buffalo Bills, it would not have been romanticized in the way that it was because of the black and gold.
You and I probably agree with this. I think the hardest thing for any organization to do is tell your franchise quarterback no. It was obvious to me at the end of last season that Ben Roethlisberger was cooked, that he was done, and it was time for them to move on. But they wanted to give Ben his final swan song and send him out the correct way. And I guess technically they did it because they made the playoffs. But I think he's a bottom five quarterback, and you can make the argument that he is the worst non-rookie starting quarterback in the National Football League.
Yeah, you know, the idea of sending him along is real tough, right? Like, the Colts were able to do it because they had a clear path to, hey, well, we got Andrew Luck now, so it's probably in everyone's best interest here if you move along, right? Like, very few, if any, organizations in the history of football have moved on from a great all-time franchise icon more seamlessly than that if the icon still wanted to play, right? Like, the Elway went out with the Broncos in the greatest fashion an athlete can go out on, but he retired. So he made it easy on them. Ben wanting to continue to play and the Steelers not having a clear path to an immediate upgrade with, you know, a top five pick in the draft or a top 10 pick in the draft and a pretty damn good roster, all things considered, right? The offense is way worse than we were expecting it to be this year, right? If Juju Smith-Schuster had performed to the level that he had, maybe that they are actually a somewhat more balanced team. We knew their defense is awesome, man. They got stars at every level of the defense. So all it would take is, you know, the 10th to 15th ranked offense in the NFL, and the Steelers would be a contender. It's just they have no ability to do that with Ben Roethlisberger at quarterback and some of the other issues they've had on offense. So, I mean, remember what happened to Eli Manning and the Giants? Like, Ben McAdoo benched him when he had the consecutive start streak going. And everyone was like, you can't do that to the greatest quarterback in the history of the franchise who's won a couple of Super Bowls. So it is hard to tell the franchise icon no, but the only way you can possibly do it is if you have a path forward at quarterback that even that franchise icon would agree is an upgrade at quarterback, or they're retiring. And the Steelers had neither option.
Let's look ahead 5-7 years. Do you think we remember Ben Roethlisberger more for what he did on the field or off the field?
On the field. I mean, the off the field stuff is ugly and awful and criminal, right? Like, there's no debating that.
But it's just this huge cloud that's been over his career for basically the last 10 years or so. Like, everybody knows it, everybody talks about it, and we've just sort of pushed through it, you know?
Well, yeah, and I mean, but that happened with Kobe, you know, that happened with, it's not the same, obviously, so don't anybody, like, take it this way. But, like, you know, it happened with Ray Lewis. It happens with all-time greats who, when they go through the legal system, even if we don't think that justice was served, they get to go back to being all-time greats. And it doesn't mean that you forget it. It doesn't mean that it's not a part of the obituary and it's not a part of the story. But, I mean, 5 years from now, he's going to be getting inducted into Canton. So we're going to be talking about him as a football player 5 years from now, because for the last 10 years we've been talking about him as a football player.
Right now we're talking to Danny Parkins here for a couple of more minutes. Danny, let's go through the other wild card games. The first one, Vegas against Cincinnati. I know you're going to be betting on all of these games. I already know.
Yeah, of course I'm betting on all these games. And this is my upset special.
Oh.
I think the Raiders are a very live dog in this spot, and I bet him at +6. Josh Jacobs has looked very good since returning, and the Bengals are an incredibly explosive, high-powered offense, and let's see how it all translates to the pressure of everybody's first playoff game. Like, I think Joe Burrow is on track to be a top-5 quarterback in the NFL for a decade pretty damn soon. So maybe he starts his run immediately. It's certainly possible. Jamar Chase and him look like they'll be a very special offensive combination. Like, the Bengals could make this look ridiculous and hang 35 in a blink of an eye, and I'll feel real stupid about it. But I think that the Raiders know who they are, that Derek Carr completes a high percentage of passes. I'd be surprised if he makes a lot of backbreaking mistakes in this spot. And I think that 6 points is too many. So I think that the Raiders are a very live dog, given how much pressure and inexperience is on the Bengals side.
I look at Buffalo, New England as the game of wild card weekend. We've seen these two teams play earlier this season, being in the same division. I thought they were both really good games for different reasons. The first game was the ultimate chess match of Belichick's not going to throw it, and can you win a game by running it 70 times the way that he did? The second game, Buffalo goes on the road to Foxborough and leaves with the win. This is going to be the tiebreaker and decide who moves on. Who do you like in New England, Buffalo?
I like Buffalo. I think that Bill Belichick's a genius, and he used 70-mile-an-hour gale force winds to his advantage, and that negated the biggest advantage that Buffalo has over basically every single team in the NFL, which is Josh Allen's incredible arm talent. You know, it made Josh Allen, like, he couldn't fire the ball down the field in that game like he does. So given the forecast looks like it will be reasonable, normal football weather for this game, I think that neutralizes the big advantage that the Patriots had in the weird game. It puts the onus back on the skill position talent, which Buffalo has a clear advantage in.
I don't want to spend any time talking about Philadelphia at Tampa Bay. Philadelphia only had one win this season against a team that finished with a winning record. That team was the Saints. Are we going to spend any time talking about this game?
No, I'm excited to see Jalen Hurts in this spot. And I think that Tampa, without Antonio Brown and the Chris Godwin situation, like, it might be a little closer than we think for a little longer than we think, but the Bucs will win that game by 14 or more.
I think that's a game that you can go spend a little extra time with the wife. You watch the first two games on Saturday. On Sunday, you kind of, you know, spend some time with her, maybe watch a movie, maybe catch up on HBO shows, and then you get locked in for San Francisco at Dallas.
Which should be an awesome game, and I think it's the toughest one to call. I mean, maybe the Monday night game's over, just division and playing for the third time. But San Francisco is so inconsistent. But what they do, they can do really well. And Dallas is arguably the most talented roster in the NFL. Like, I mean, maybe with the Packers getting Bakhtiari and Jair Alexander back, you'd say them. But Dallas just has studs everywhere. But we know that Mike McCarthy can mess this up. So I think it's a fascinating game. I think the Niners will be able to run on Dallas. I think Dallas will be able to throw on San Francisco, the Niners have a much, 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 much better coaching situation. But I think that Dak Prescott could have 400 passing yards in this game. So ultimately, I'm gonna take Dallas in this spot.
The Monday night game, Arizona at Los Angeles. I have been on the Rams bandwagon the entire season. I have them going to the Super Bowl. I picked them at the very beginning of the year, so I'm riding it all the way here. That's going to be a fun coin flip type game on Monday night.
Yeah, it is. I think that the DeAndre Hopkins injury really crushed any chances of the Cardinals to win a Super Bowl, because I thought that the Cardinals, their run defense has been bad all year. So that was the one issue. But when they had DeAndre Hopkins and James Conner with his, whatever it was, 15 touchdown season, and then you also have A.J. Green and Christian Kirk and Zach Ertz, it honestly felt like a fairly unstoppable offense, that the run defense would not really be that big of a deal, because they were going to be a team that could peak at the right time and score 30 plus every game, and that one issue would neutralize it. But with DeAndre Hopkins out, and now Jalen Ramsey can, you know, AJ Green's just not a difference maker anymore when he like needs to be a one. So I think that really made their offense a lot more predictable, and it takes a lot of the big playability away from them. Not that DeAndre Hopkins is some sort of like Tyreek Hill burner, but just it's easier to key in on Ertz over the middle and taking away Connor out of the backfield, and they become a lot more basic and pedestrian. So I tend to agree with you. I lean Rams, but in terms of the point spread, it's probably the only point spread of the weekend I won't be betting.
Are you guys going to keep making national news on your show? Just every week, you got the Hub Arkish thing. You had the Olin Krutz where they offered him $15 a week. Are you guys just going to do this every week now?
I mean, that's the goal, man. That's the goal. You know, national news, international news. I can't make a movie, so I gotta make news. I gotta make news to keep this job. I got a second baby on the way. I got a wife who keeps coming up with new home improvement things that we need to do. I got a lot of expenses, Carrington. I got expensive habits. I like to have sushi for lunch. I like to take trips to play golf. So, you know, got to break some news.
That's Danny Parkins, worldwide traveler, sushi connoisseur, joining us on the show today. Park, it's always good catching up with you, my man.
Always good catching up with you. And, yeah, I mean, honestly, like, the real victim of the pandemic has been I haven't been able to travel internationally in a couple of years. It's really...
Welcome back to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right, coming up in 15 minutes, we will have a playoff touchdown drive. Everybody on the station will be on the show here coming up in 15 minutes. We will do a snake-style draft and pick the two players that we think are going to score the most touchdowns over the course of the playoffs. Speaking of the playoffs, Cinderblock Brewery and 610 Sports Radio present El Padron, a playoff pilsner to kick off the NFL playoffs. A release party is Friday night, this Friday, starting at 6 o'clock over at Cinderblock Brewery. It's open. It's free to the public. Come stop by and celebrate the playoffs with your good friends over at 610 Sports Radio. So before I play or tell you guys about the greatest idea I've ever heard, I want to share a very quick story with you. I never look at the ratings. Today was the first day I've looked at the ratings since last May. I have a couple of takeaways from what I saw. Number one, and Rob, you were there too, this show, very popular with the ladies. Now, I don't know if it's you. You've got those boyish good looks. I don't know what it is. This show, very popular with the ladies out there. Number two, this show, very popular with the men over 35 years old. Very popular. The older men love this show. But Rob, I don't know what it is. I'm not getting a lot of love from Johnson County. Jackson County loves me. Johnson County, not too high of this show. Not too high on me. What do I do, Rob? How can I have a peace offering with our fine residents of Johnson County to get them back on this show? I don't even know what I've done that could turn off the Johnson County people. I haven't done anything over the last year, even longer than that, to have the people in Johnson County hate me the way that they do. What have I done? Is it things like this?
Finish with a couple threes, a Lucas O'Rear screen. Wow. Farouk Manesh has now hit five consecutive three-point shots. Kansas with the knockaway, numbers the other way. Farouk Manesh, oh, what a pass! Moran for three. Good! What a hit! A hell of a
ball. Oh, my.
Farouk Manesh, a three. Good! Point four. They do. On the first day of spring, number one has fallen.
I have no clue why this show isn't resonating in Johnson County the way that it is in Jackson County. I don't have a clear answer for it. I don't know what I can do more to win over the hearts and affinity of the people in Johnson County. Do you have any suggestion? Text line 913-576-7610. Rob, do you have any idea of something I can do to win the affections of Johnson County?
I mean, you've already started the process. You went to a KU game last night. You cheered loudly for a Columbia Rockbridge guy to hit a game winner. You roared vigorously on the goaltend call that wasn't called. And you went to the rally house. I mean, you've done all the steps. Step one is check, complete. You've had a KU football player on this show. You're taking the proper steps, the proper protocols.
Bennett with one more. Off the mark. That's it. Bradley advances.
Johnson County, let's have a peace offering the rest of the way, all right? Let's have a peace offering. I do want to make one final point. KU fans, you get so up in arms when the rest of us suggest that maybe possibly the officiating is slanted towards you when you're in Allen Fieldhouse. And yesterday, the officials missed the most obvious goaltending I've ever seen. The most obvious goaltend I'd ever seen in my entire life. Anybody that has ever watched basketball knows when the ball hits the backboard and the defender tries to block it, it's goaltend. They review everything in college basketball. They stop play to go look at everything. Of course, they couldn't do that, though. Big Dave McCormick out here goaltending. This is why the rest of us think some shady dealings is going down when it comes to the officiating. This is why. What happened yesterday at Allen Fieldhouse. There should be a committee that is formed to right this wrong. Coming up in 10 minutes, everybody from the station will be in studio. We will do a playoff touchdown drive. Let me now share with you guys the greatest idea I've ever heard. So I don't know how many of you know this, but starting next year, the Thursday night game will not be broadcast on regular television. You will not be able to turn on NFL Network and watch it. You'll not be able to turn on Fox and watch it. Next year's Thursday night football game is only going to be available on Amazon Prime. Jeff Bezos and the folks over at Amazon are taking over the world. That's going to be next year's Thursday night football. It will only be available on Amazon Prime. So they're trying to, you know, get all their ducks in a row for a real studio show. And I've heard Tony Gonzalez's name thrown out as he's going to be one of the people that go over and work at Amazon. Oh, but there's another person that's going to be working at Amazon.
I got you, Cass. We finna go run up on a hog right now. We done made me a spear right quick. You know, little MacGyver, little quick thing right quick. That ain't no little-ass animal.
That big-ass thing right there?
Hold on, didn't you say this thing was aggressive?
Yeah, that's why. We gotta use the element of surprise.
I told you, man, give me the blammy, bruh, and I'll pop it from right here, though.
Anyone can hunt an animal with a rifle. This takes a little bit of courage and a little bit of skill.
Yeah, I ain't got no skill. I got courage, but I ain't got no skill.
Marshawn Lynch is gonna be on the studio show on Amazon Prime. We don't need, you know what we need? We need an Inside the NFL show in almost the same vein that Inside the NBA is. You get you a real studio analyst. You get Marshawn. You get, you know, a really knowledgeable football guy. And it would be the greatest show on television. I don't know who over at Amazon had this idea, but they deserve a raise. I want to hear Marshawn Lynch break down whatever you want him to break down. I'm here for anything Marshawn Lynch does.
You believe in superstitions? I always like to read the program front to back for whatever reason before the game. You know, by the end of the season, you know where every accountant for the Colts went to college. What
right,
were yours?
Right.
What was your
my superstition was that I needed to have maybe a shot and a half before every game
of
Hennessy. What you mean?
I was thinking,
yeah.
Gatorade. Toradol. I don't know what
Toradol.
I was thinking.
Hell no.
And there's a bar right there in the locker room in Seattle. Schneider and Pete
bar
Carroll.
In my backpack.
Got it. The backpack.
Yeah, the bar was in my backpack. There might not be a human being I love on this earth more than Marshawn Lynch. He's number one on the Carrington Power Ranking. I want Marshawn Lynch to do everything that's possible. Go around the world. Go to the moon. Whatever TV show ideas people have, they need to try to incorporate Marshawn Lynch, and it will be a successful TV show. How does he not have his own reality show where I can see his day-to-day life and how he lives? I'm all for Amazon putting him on their studio show. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll bring everybody from the station into the studio. We'll do our playoff touchdown drive. Rob, I have a quick question to ask you. Text line, you can chime in as well. 913-576-7610. Did you guys see that Eric Weddle is coming back? Eric Weddle is 37 years old. He has not played a football game since 2019, but he has kept himself in great shape. He's doing Tai Bo, Billy Blanks. He's doing Pilates. The Rams are signing him for a little veteran presence for the playoffs. If you had to sign a recently retired Kansas City Chief to join this team for the playoff run, who do you think could actually help him? Because I think that Derrick Johnson could play 20 snaps for this team. I don't know if he could play much more than that, but let's say that Ben Neiman went down and for the second round of the playoffs, they needed Derrick Johnson to step in and play a couple of snaps. I think he could do it.
And it has to be a player who is retired and still, I can't be like Derek Thomas in his prime. The answer is Dwayne Bowe.
You think
Dwayne Bowe it can still ball. If he made Matt Cassel a Pro Bowler, which he did, never forget, he can go out there, he can put his rap career on pause, he can go out there and be a better version of Josh Gordon, run you an 8-yard out route, it's 3rd and 2, get physical, make a play, block downfield, get a ring. Dwayne Bowe, the Debo Show, will be at coming to a home near you. He can still ball. Not a doubt in my mind.
I don't know if Dwayne Bowe could help you today, man. I mean, he wasn't a burner back when he was in his absolute prime. We think he can get separation today?
And the rules have changed. You can go to Sonic and Riverside and have yourself a grand old time. Who cares?
I mean, he's not even a poor man's Des Bryant at this point. You have your issues about Josh Gordon. I'd have very serious issues. I think that Derek Johnson could help him today. I think Derek Johnson could give him 20 snaps, 25 snaps to replace Ben Neiman, to be the Eric Weddle designated player. All right, coming up on the other side, everybody from the station will join us in the studio. We will have a playoff touchdown drive. I will tell you the rules next. Keep it locked in right here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.